USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden unveiled his administration's initiative to enhance the affordability of child and senior care. Speaking in Washington, D.C. Tuesday, he emphasized that the current cost of care is excessively high, while the compensation for care workers remains inadequate.
Care workers and caregivers are critical to our families and to the entire economy. That's why, as a candidate, as president, I was determined to turn things around. We made progress, but there's so much more that we have to do. So much more.
The president's latest budget proposal encompasses measures such as expanding paid family leave, reducing child care expenses, and extending the child care tax credit. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin stated during a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing that there is no evidence supporting the claim that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza.
Senator Cotton, we don't have any evidence of genocide being created.
So that's a no. Israel's not committing genocide in Gaza.
We don't have evidence of that, to my knowledge. Yeah.
He also refrained from labeling Hamas's October terrorist attack on Israel as genocide, though he did classify it as a war crime. The Michigan school shooter's parents, James and Jennifer Crumley, received the maximum sentence for involuntary manslaughter. Tuesday, a judge handed each of them a 10 to 15-year prison term in a landmark case. The couple, convicted separately, faced charges related to their son's 2021 shooting rampage that resulted in the deaths of four students at Oxford High School north of Detroit. Norfolk Southern has agreed to pay a $600 million settlement to address class action claims arising from the February 2023 train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. The railroad clarified that the settlement does not imply any admission of wrongdoing or liability. And the Deep South and sections of the Mississippi Valley are preparing for severe weather. Forecasters say intense thunderstorms will sweep through from eastern Texas to the southeast coast through Thursday. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Donald Trump will not get a change of venue for his hush money trial in New York. Trump's attorneys could not convince appeals judges that Trump might not get a fair trial there. Trump is facing charges of falsifying business records in order to cover up a tryst with adult film actress Stormy Daniels back before the 2016 election. Relations with China are improving. Here's USA's Corey Myers with more.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen wrapped up her second trip to China in 9 months. The trip meant to address trade disputes between the world's largest economies as the two sides tried to stabilize relations following a summit between U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping last November. Yellen feels that actually is happening.
We have greatly deepened our relationships, and I feel our relationship in this economic sphere is in a much better place.
The Arizona Supreme Court has upheld an abortion ban dating back to the Civil War. Governor Katie Hobbs previously criticized the 2022 ban as extreme. Now she's stating that enforcing the Civil War law would only add chaos for women and doctors.
I am calling on the legislature to do the right thing right now and repeal this 1864 ban and protect access to reproductive health care.
The recent law prohibits abortion after 15 weeks, with exceptions for maternal life risk, with the 1864 law banning all abortions. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.